But we did get sued now for Ralph Heath's, one of his cartoons, the late Ralph, the late cartoonist at the Stowe Reporter, and then has been replaced more recently. But he ran a wonderful, we were very strongly editing about the school system, which we did not think was very good at some point. The school system, for various reasons, and we were getting very strong articles from somebody called Paula Wesson, I believe, which we'd run every week about what was wrong with the educational system in Stowe and what should be done about it. And during this period, Ralph came out with a cartoon right after graduation showing a kid getting his diploma from the head of the school, saying, "Geez, can you read it to me?" And some pompous lawyer who was involved with it, he had a kid at the school, sued us. And we, at that point, we went to the same people that are still being used by the Stowe Reporter, I think. I can't think of the name of the law firm, but and they were the ones that had also, Killington had gotten sued, the Killington newspaper had gotten sued for a newspaper, for a cartoon they did showing somebody riding up on the chairlift with a plumber's helper to fix the snowmaking machinery. Well, this law firm had defended them earlier and defended us as, you know, sort of anything goes for a cartoonist. That's what free speech is all about.
Right.
And we basically got this guy laughed out. I mean, and he would have to, if it went to court, he would have had to pay all the court charges.
What was he suing you on the premise of? What was it?
That you were mocking the intelligence of these kids that obviously know how to read, if that's what you're trying to imply by this cartoon, that they couldn't read their diploma.
Okay.
It wasn't as if they gave out Latin diplomas in those days, which I've gone through in earlier education systems. But, I mean, this is, and they, this was the premise we were making. The kids somehow didn't read as well as they should have read.
Right.